to welcome you all to our special evening of singing with the Bethel Children's Choir. We hope it is enjoyable for everyone. I would like to invite up my grandpa, Mr. Denbach, to open for us.
Welcome to everyone. Can you hear me? Good enough? We'd like to open with the reading of Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sounding of the grinding is low, and he shall rise at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. And of the making of many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every word into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Shall we open with a word of prayer and ask a blessing on our evening? Gracious and merciful Lord God in the heavens, in thy providence thou hast brought us together here, together around about thy holy and precious word, which we have read, but also around thy holy and precious word, the truths that we hope to hear this evening that will be sung, and may they be blessed richly to our hearts. We have left thee in paradise, never to return, and there would have been no way of escape, and we could have been left justly in our ruin. But thou hast opened a way of salvation in thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing to come to assume the human nature, to live that perfect life which man did not live, to suffer for the sins of his people. and he was victorious. And he has ascended upon high to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And therefore, also today, thy word can go forth throughout the whole globe, because there is a message of salvation. And could that message also again be heard and be blessed tonight? And could it be a good preparation for thy holy Sabbath day? And may thy word also, wherever it is faithfully brought tomorrow, be richly blessed. For truly, each one of us needs in this time the salvation of our souls, or we will be forever lost. Then we pray, Lord, for thy blessing upon the singing tonight. May it be for the glory of thy name and for a blessing for thy people. And could it be that one or more might hear the word of God? Could it be in their hearts for the first time tonight? We pray this in forgiveness for all our sins. In Jesus' name we pray only. Amen. I was also asked if I would be willing to say a few words to the young people in the choir, but there are so many young people here, and it's encouraging to see so many show up. I think probably everybody's a little bit surprised with how many showed up. Does the Word of God have a message for young people? Is there something to say? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1a, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That is a message from the Lord for young people. Here the Lord is really reaching out to the young people, to the youth. He says, remember. Why remember? Why remember thy Creator? Because since our deep fall in paradise, we have forgotten our Creator. And instead of believing and following our Creator, we believe and follow the Prince of Darkness. Young people, do you believe this? That we are not rememberers of God, but forgetters of God. And if we continue to forget our Creator, until we die, we will arrive in that place of eternal darkness, eternal forgetfulness. And do we want to be there? But when should we remember our Creator? The text says, remember now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when you are young. This is the time to remember your Creator. The Lord never encourages delay. Today we are here. And tomorrow, we don't know. Today is the day of salvation. But how can this remembering be accomplished? How can I do this? By nature, I can only forget my Creator. I am unable and unwilling to remember my Creator. So how can this be accomplished? This call to remember our Creator to the young people. The Lord reaches out to the youth. What a thought that is. The God who created the heavens and the earth reaches out to young people and says, remember me. How can this remembering be accomplished? Ask the Lord to make you willing and able. Ask the Lord today or now to make you willing and able. And when you sing tonight, may the Lord make it a blessing and give that a remembering of our Creator to you and to all of us. And to all you who are singing tonight, you have practiced much, and we look forward to hearing you. And may the Lord richly bless it and help also those who are playing the organ and the piano and the flute and directing. And may the Lord grant his blessing in this evening. Thank you.
At this time, we want to ask any siblings or kids in the audience if they would like to join us on stage. We will sing Hallelujah and the Lord is my Shepherd together. Come find someone you know to stand by. Thank you all for being here tonight. We hope you enjoyed the choirs, the flute, the piano, and the organ. After closing, you are all invited to join us in the gym for refreshments. I would like to ask Mr. Niels to now close the evening for us.
On behalf of the audience and everyone here, I'd like to extend a very special word of thanks and appreciation for all the hard work that you've done in preparation for tonight. I have to say it was very beautifully and very well done. To Denise, for directing and putting the program together, thank you. For the instrument players, thank you as well. Special thanks to Mr. Wilderman for being here, coming so far, and wish you also safe travels as you return home. To everybody here, thank you also for showing your interest and support. It's Saturday evening. In Israel, they would have said it's the preparation, and really a fitting preparation for the Lord's day. I just had a thought as we were going through the program, a thought for all of us, but especially for our young people. You worked very hard to learn this song, "Teach Me Thy Way." And it's my wish and heart's desire that you might learn to not only sing it, but you may learn to pray that, "Teach me thy way." And that you could pray that even starting tonight. So thank you to all, and especially thanks also to the Lord for this special blessing of music that we may still enjoy. Let's close with the word of thanksgiving. O Lord, all-knowing and gracious God of heaven and earth, by way of thy goodness and thy patience, thou hast given us this opportunity to be here tonight to sing thy praises. And we must say, Lord, thou art so worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. And may we ask, O Lord, that thou would impress on our hearts that thou art good and we are not worthy. We pray be with, especially his young children. We have heard earlier from thy word, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. O Lord, turn their hearts unto thyself. But also for us older, the day is far spent, but it is still the day of grace. Will thou then yet do that mighty work in our hearts by thy Spirit, that we might come to see who we are, but that we may also learn to see who thou art, most worthy, but most willing to save sinful people. Lord, then we ask that thou forgive the sins of this evening. Go with us now as we go home. Bring us safely on our way. And grant that we may gather in thy house tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.